Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about what is necessary for every country, what is necessary for every land, or to put it in other words, what the people, the populace, the population of every country, every nation, every land cannot do without, and which they must have. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The people of every land cannot be without three types of people. La yastaghni ahlu kulli baladin an salasa." There are three types of people which every land must have and which they cannot do without. To whom they rush for their affairs of the life of their life of this world and their hereafter. Meaning, some of these people are necessary for worldly matters and some of them for otherworldly matters, and perhaps some of them for both. Let's see who these people are. And if they lack them, they become savages. If they lack these people, then, you know, civilization will, you know, deteriorate. And basically, civilization will not, people will no longer be civilized, and they will degenerate to the level of savages and animals. What are these three groups of people, or these three classes of people, or these three types of people? The first is this: a knowledgeable and pious scholar. So the first one is a person. First of all, a scholar, the actual wording of the hadith is a faqih, or a jurisprudent. But it could be also translated in literally as a scholar, in the general sense, of someone having knowledge of religion. And the Imam mentions two necessary characteristics of this person. First of all, he should really be knowledgeable, right? And secondly, he should be pious. His knowledge should be real knowledge. It shouldn't be like, you know, this person went and he got a degree and he might not know anything, but he just passed a couple of tests and got a degree. No, he should have real in-depth knowledge of religion. And secondly, he should be pious. He should be truly God-fearing and God-wary and pious and fear God. A little deliberation of these characteristics will indicate why each one of them is necessary. The second one is a good and obeyed ruler. There should be a ruler, one ruler over the land. And this ruler should have two characteristics. First of all, he should be good. The actual wording of the hadith is khair. He should be a good person. And secondly, he should be obeyed. He should be, the wording of the hadith in Arabic is muta, meaning the people should listen to him. He should be accepted by the people. And the people should recognize him as their ruler. Otherwise, you know, if they don't recognize him and they don't obey him, then it's not going to be of any benefit. Even if he's good and his issues and his orders are and his edicts are just, but if the people don't follow them, then obviously it's not going to be of any benefit. And finally, Imam said, and a trustworthy and experienced physician. So this physician, this doctor, this expert in the science of medicine, he should be experienced. He should have knowledge of his trade, and also he should be trustworthy, and he should be honest. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which the people of every land cannot be without, in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.